This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates mourned 41 years of abortion last week, and over 60,000 attended the Walk for Life in San Francisco Saturday. Catholic and Anglican bishops, college and high school youth, and many people from all over the West and the nation helped to reinforce the Walk message that abortion hurts women. Earlier this month, the Little Sisters of the Poor were given a temporary injunction protecting them from the HHS mandate and being forced to pay for most anything that interdicts pregnancy. On Friday, the High Court justices concluded that the nuns and about 200 other religious nonprofits will not even need to file government forms to exempt themselves from the mandate, giving employees free contraception. The White House is losing the vast majority of cases regarding the HHS mandate. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org. Or call 877-HOPE-4ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4-ME. A Texas woman has been kept alive despite diagnosis of brain death because she is pregnant with a child which may be delivered successfully. A judge Friday overruled Texas state law and ordered the woman disconnected from life support 5 p.m. Monday. The hospital made no move for an appeal over the weekend. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.